from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. You'll have the smoothest, fastest trip home in 6 months tonight. Earlier this afternoon, the city reopened Algonquin Boulevard between Terrio and the river. City Public Works Manager Ken Kersell tells us there's just a bit of touch-up work left to do on the connecting link reconstruction project. So he's urging careful driving because of workers still in the area.
A little bit of patience until it's fully open and we're off the road would go a long way.
It's expected that next summer the work will move to the east between Terrio and Mountjoy Street. Once passenger rail service returns to the Highway 11 corridor, Timmins will be the northern terminus. That fact was announced yesterday by Transportation Minister Carolyn Mulroney and was in the Ford government's economic update. Mayor George Peary says Timmins is the logical choice due to its size and status as a transportation hub. A station will be built on city-owned land in Porcupine near Superior Propane. Peary foresees shuttle bus service from Cochrane and Iroquois Falls to get passengers to that station.
You drive to the terminal in Porcupine, you get on the train, and you get off in Toronto if that's your wish.
Passenger rail service to the northeast was discontinued in 2012 and is expected to be back in 2025. Cochrane Mayor Dennis Clement says it's a difficult question whether he thinks Timmins has been named Northern Terminus because Mayor George Peary is a Conservative candidate in the June provincial election.
I can speculate, just as many people have speculated, but I certainly don't want to get into a political debate with Timmins.
Clement says Timmins is a good partner to Cochrane and that he works well with Peary and members of his council on various committees. At the same time that he's being diplomatic, however, Clement says the optics are not good. Timmins was chosen over Cochrane to be the terminus. And make it 2,234 cases for this region since the COVID-19 pandemic began. The Porcupine Health Unit added two today, both in Timmins. There are 11 currently active. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.